Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
Bank Windhoek has released its third annual sustainability bond impact report, showcasing its commitment to responsible business practices and environmental stewardship for the 2023-2024 financial year. Now, since its inaugural issuance in June 2021, the sustainability bond has raised 407 million Namibia dollars, with 225 million Namibia dollars allocated for 2024 to sectors such as renewable energy, sustainable water management, agriculture and education. Now joining me on the line is Bank Windhoek's Chief Treasurer, Claire Hobbs. Thank you so much for joining us. How has this funding impacted the projects it has supported and what have been the most significant outcomes so far?
So when we issued the sustainability bond, it was with the background that we needed to do more in the space of sustainability and tap into our experience of having issued a green bond. We also wanted to provide the opportunity to our investors who are also passionate about making a positive change to the planet, our country and our people.
Yeah.
As the previous bond, the Green Bond, was exclusively aimed at renewable projects, we realized that we needed to extend our focus to a wider range of projects with more environmental as well as social benefits. So it was critical that we ensured inclusivity, and not only from the investor side, but in passing on the benefits in terms of lending to our clients. So we implemented a loan that all our clients could potentially tap into, and with that be able to implement sustainable solutions for themselves. The funds we raised from our investors enabled us to extend funding towards financially feasible projects on various scales.
Yeah.
And by enabling their implementation, we achieved the impact we wanted to do. So it was 128 projects that were financed with an array of impact areas within the realm of environment and society. And we see all these projects as significant because they all contributed to make a difference to Namibia. There was no one that was more significant than the other.
Now, with a total allocation of 225 million Namibia dollars for the 2024 financial year, how does the bank prioritize its sectors for funding?
It was the sustainability loan, or the sustainability bond, was introduced as an offering specifically to drive investments into projects that would positively impact the realms of environment and society.
Yeah.
So the offering specifically defined thresholds for individuals and SMEs or businesses up to 500,000 and 1.5 million respectively. This would be would allow us to ensure that we incentivize smaller projects that would speak to the goal of this funding. So it wasn't to just go out and fund those big projects, but to try and see how did we make a difference with these smaller projects. So this past year, we had a collection of large corporate scale allocations, mainly in the education sector. So that was the biggest sector that we focused on, where the biggest chunk of the funding went to. And then we had 50 smaller allocations which were more in the renewable energy space.
And then talking about the education sector, can you elaborate on the decision-making process behind the 185 million Namibia dollars allocation to education this year? What is the significance on this focus on education for a bank's sustainability goals?
So our team was actively exploring the market for projects that would have a direct social impact for the bond, given that our green bond previously was only on environmental. Once the project was identified, and as with all projects, we ensured that it was aligned to the sustainability bond framework, which was the framework for our issuance, and the document had guided our allocation process, so we had to stick to that. Education remains the number one equalizer globally, not just in Namibia.
Yeah.
So through capacitating our people and fostering innovation, we can increase the ability to create employment opportunities for others in the economy and appropriately skill more people to take on critical roles in driving our economy. So this background speaks to the significance of the allocation and this general impact it has had on our sustainability goals in terms of financing a project that positively contributes to society.
And then apart from the education sector, you know, the bond allocation supports sectors like renewable energy, agriculture and clean transportation. How do these investments align with Namibia's national goals and the SDGs that you spoke about?
So Namibia's national goals and contributions to the SDGs are shared responsibility of all in the Namibian economy. So not just the government, not just the public sector, but the private sector obviously has a role to play.
Yes.
So our role in terms of the issuance of the bond was an innovative move on our part to ensure that we were able to allocate earmarked funding towards financially feasible projects with environmental and social benefits.
Mm-hmm.
These allocations have enabled a collective contribution, which together all add to the array of goals and targets for Namibia. So as the first issuer of a thematic bond, which is what we term the collective term for green and sustainability bonds, we created an enabling environment for more issuances of these instruments in our market. These are all examples of how we can contribute to making a difference and helping our country fulfill its developmental objectives. So you will see post our green bond and our sustainability bond, two of the other banks in Namibia also then started to issue similar instruments.
How does the bank assess the environmental and social impact of the projects funded through the bond, and what measures are in place to ensure long-term success?
We actually have somebody who does this full-time, so we're making sure that we stick to our framework and that we are having a credible issuance process and ensure that our borrowers as well as our investors, everything is transparent and they know exactly what's happening, specifically for our investors. So we depend on the installers, for example, and our clients to provide us with the critical information pertaining to the projects we finance. So data collection is an issue because we need to ensure that we improve and gain experience as we go along. So typically, we would look at the parameters that speak to the type of project. So for example, if it is a renewable energy project, you know, these would be what are the kilowatts installed or the greenhouse gases avoided. And for projects such as those in the education sector, we would look at the number of beneficiaries or the number of educational sectors.
Mm-hmm.
So in summary, it depends on the data availability and the nature of the projects that we determine the specific impact points achieved for those projects that are receiving funding from the bond.
Yeah.
So as an intermediary, we have limited scope in ensuring the projects we finance are maintained long-term beyond the financial obligation period. So once they have paid off the debt, what happens then? Obviously, we have then stepped away, and unfortunately, I don't want to say our obligation ends, but we will not then continue to monitor the project post it being repaid.
Mm-hmm.
Our clients have an obligation to service their debt,
yeah.
And this is an indirect tool in itself, ensuring that our clients maintain these projects long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Further to this, most of these projects were financed to meet a specific need. So in the case of renewable energy, it was to secure affordable energy and reduce reliance on the grid. Clients are motivated to maintain these investments and to continue benefiting from them, thus ascertaining long-term success. Beyond this, we do have credit-related measures that, as with any banks, we use during a loan tenor, and as with any loan, whether sustainable or not, you know, we stick to our guiding principles in terms of loan allocation.
Yeah. Now, Ms. Hobbs, at the report launch, you mentioned that the past 3 years of the bond allocation process have been a learning journey. Could you share some of the key lessons the bank has learned, particularly in identifying needs within the Namibian economy?
Okay, so I think there's a lot of communication around what are the needs within the Namibian economy. I think we're aware of what they are, and it becomes more difficult in terms of, so which of those do you focus on? You know, so you can't be everything to everyone. So I think for us, it was the major learning was to understand our clients' needs.
Yeah.
This is critical to ensuring we are able to offer products and services that speak to the current market needs.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change is a reality, and we as Namibians are experiencing this firsthand.
Yeah.
There is an inherent need to ensure that we offer the market products and services that channel funding towards measures that can build much-needed resilience within our economy in order to cope with the shocks we are experiencing and contribute to reducing our emissions. For us as Bank Vintage, we are continuing to work, continuing the work we have been doing as Connectors of Positive Change and seeking collaborations as to partnering with other key stakeholders with a common vision to drive sustainable finance within the Namibian economy.
Yeah.
Because it is too much for one entity or one person to try and make a difference. But every little bit makes a difference.
It makes
so
a difference,
With others? Yeah, how do we partner with others to ensure that we can make a bigger difference?
Yeah, absolutely. The creation of the Bank Vintage Sustainability Loan emerged from the bond initiative. How has this loan product evolved, and what role does it play in helping clients meet these sustainability goals?
So this loan is now incorporated into everyday offering. It's a loan that we have as part of business as usual, as we would say. But it has been critical in driving investments into sustainability-related projects and instrumental to our allocation process. This is speaking to the lessons learned, recognizing that there is a need for dedicated funding, aiming to make a difference within our economy. Mm-hmm. The sustainability loan is one of our responses, enabling our clients to meet their own sustainability ambitions, ultimately contributing to meeting our national goals as it relates to sustainable development. So for us, this has now become another product offered by the bank, as you would a vehicle loan.
So then the report highlights the importance of transparency and accountability to investors. How does the bank engage with its investors to keep them informed about the impacts and the progress of the sustainability bond?
As I mentioned in the beginning, when we were looking for investors, we knew who those investors out there also are looking to invest in similar projects.
Yeah.
And how can they make a difference?
Yeah.
So post each year, post the issuance, we have issued the impact report. So that's the three impact reports that are out there. The main requirement of a thematic bond is the issuance of an impact report. So we already said you need to not just get your investors' money and say you're going to do X with it, but you don't report back on it.
Exactly.
So to make it credible, we need to ensure that we gave feedback to those investments, showcasing the projects that had received the funding raised by the bond, and what were the impacts that we achieved.
Mm-hmm.
So thereby providing transparency and accountability.
Yeah.
This is a document we have been sharing with our investors, providing them updates on the allocations and the impacts that we have managed to achieve. And then we obviously also publish it on our website so that it's out there for everybody to see.
Yeah. Now, you've mentioned, you know, feedback from the bank to investors. What feedback have been received from investors and stakeholders, and how has this shaped the way Bank Windhoek approaches future bond issuances?
I think, what do they say, that somebody copying you is, you know, flattery. I mean, what's the right terminology? So, yeah, I think the fact that I mentioned that two other banks have since also, you know, issued similar thematic bonds, it goes to show that there was a need for this, and it definitely is something that I think all the banks will continue to do and all the investors will continue to participate in. So we have received only positive feedback from our investors, and with this feedback, it will fuel further projects, further bonds, further initiatives on our journey in terms of how we address the various challenges that we face within our country. So we see it as a validation that the work we are doing is critical to our economy and is equally shared amongst all our key stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue innovating and exploring avenues to do more. So watch this space.
Right, that was Ms. Claire Hobbs, the Bank Windhoek Chief Treasurer. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.